This morning, I knew a long time ago what, when Richie and I were talking and Missy and I were talking about what the Lord would have me to share with you guys. And it was right on the heels of hearing a sermon about prayer. And I don't know about you, but that's an area of my life that I always, whenever I hear encouragement about prayer, whenever I hear scripture about prayer, I always am challenged in my own prayer life. I always feel like it needs to be better, it needs to be stronger. How do I make it better? How do I make it stronger? And so one of the recommendations by this man who was preaching, he said, God doesn't care how you pray, just so you're praying. And he said, he doesn't care if you're writing it down, which I've done for years, prayer journaling, if you've never tried it, amazing. But he said something that I'd never heard anybody say before. He said, you know, we text all day long with one another. He said, why don't you start a text thread in your phone to Jesus? And I thought, wow, that's so cool, because it's just a way for me to put it down and put it out there. And if you guys know me, those of you that know me, you know I'm a writing teacher. And so writing is when you have to write something, your brain has to go through a different process than if you're just thinking about it. So something actually happens in you, in your thinking, in your ability to process when you actually write it out. So I began this text thread, and if you ever want to see it, I don't know if you can see it from here, but it says Jesus, and it's got the little fire emoji because I thought that was the most appropriate for Jesus. I started it actually on a morning that I was on worship team, and I was sitting here just like we are this morning, and I just texted the Lord to just use me that day, you know, just a really simple prayer. And if you're wondering how do you text, how do you actually send the text, you just make it come back to your own phone number. So like when you make the contact, it's your own phone number. So it looks like a lot when you do it, but it's still, you send it off. And right away, I started to see the Lord answer the prayers that I was texting him. Not that there was anything magical about that, but I think he was just saying, I see you trusting me. And he was so specific to answer everything, so absolutely specific that day. So every time I'm on worship team, like all of us, we all pray that God would use us. But that day I was so specific with the Lord. I said, I devote my heart only to you. I'm a cracked and broken vessel. Only your light inside me can make use of these cracks. Only the potter's hand can repair this vessel. I need you, Jesus. I need your hand to mend me. Use me this morning, Lord, in worship. And that very same day, Malia, you don't know this, I hadn't told you yet, but your daughter, Marley, she, I don't know Marley that well, you know, we don't hang or anything, so I know Malia better, right? But she felt impressed, as far as I can tell, this is how it went. She felt impressed that she needed to tell me, and she was telling her mama, that she wanted to let me know that for some reason that morning, and I just do background vocals mostly, right? But for some reason that day, it really blessed Marley. She happened to be in here for worship, and she wanted to tell me specifically. And so she texted me through Malia's phone, and I was like, what? That's just, you know, such a unexpected little specific thing from the Lord. And I was like, wow, Lord, you're being really specific. I guess I'll keep it up, right? So I, Carter that day, my son, most of you guys know Carter, he was having some pain in his ear. And he gets this every once in a while, and Carter doesn't process pain like the average person. So if he complains about pain, I know it's five alarm fire by that time. So he gets like these hard wax buildup things in his ear where every couple of years he has to go to the doctor, and the doctor or the nurse will remove them. And he magically can hear again and is out of pain. And I tried to get him to tell me early, but he doesn't. And he told me that day, he's like, Mom, it hurts when I smile. It hurts when I swallow. I'm like, oh my gosh, Scott, you're going to have to take him to the walk-in today because I can't do it. I had a deadline that day for school. And there was no way I could do it myself. And so I sent him along with Scott, hoping for the best, because y'all know Scott, he's not gonna go into detail with the doctors or whatever like I would. So I have to just trust. And I prayed very specifically to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, and this part's important. I said, put exactly the right person in place. You guys, he's so good. So I'm sitting there working away at the computer and Scott texts me. He goes, this nurse is, and again, this isn't really a normal thing for Scott. He'd just be like, whatever. But the nurse immediately recognized Carter's condition, like that he was on the spectrum immediately. And she looked at Scott and she said, I know exactly what he needs because I have a son who is just like him. And oh, by the way, his name's Carter. Y'all. And that might not seem like a big deal to anybody else, but when your child is hurting and you can't be there and you're just being specific with the Lord, and he was just showing me, Jenny, I see you and I hear you and I know exactly what you need right now. I know exactly what your son needs. I know what he needed before the foundation of time. So just trust me, I got you. You know, no matter how silly it is with the text or whatever. And so without even thinking about it, y'all, this is the next step where I was just like, I don't even care. I was like so full of faith at that moment, right? I said on the text to Scott, I said, I'm gonna call you, answer, and put me on speakerphone. I want the nurse to hear me. And so I called and he put me on speakerphone and I said to the nurse, I said, hi, I'm Jenny, I'm Carter's mom. I said, I just wanted to tell you that you were such a specific answer to prayer today. And I read her verbatim the text and she began to sob. And the Lord just moved in her heart. And I don't know if she knows Jesus. I don't know what her relationship with God or prayer is. But in that moment, I know that she knew that it was real. And I knew that it was so much bigger than my little text prayer that I thought was kind of silly and just whatever, right? So I want to encourage you guys today. In James, there is the famous scripture. You guys know the scripture that says you have not. It's James 4:2. You have not because you ask not, right? But the context, here we go, English teacher. The context of that scripture is actually really important because it doesn't mean that we can just have, you know, I really want whatever, you know, a Ferrari or something, and God's going to give you that. That's not what the verse means, right? You have, why don't you just ask me? Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe God is going to do that. I don't know what he's working out in your life. But what it really does mean is our motivation behind our prayer right? And when he says you have not because you ask not, it's because you ask amiss. Well, what's that mean? Well, you're not in tune. You're not asking for my will. You're not asking. So it encouraged me to ask for God's will. And sometimes it's not exactly what we normally would have put on our little prayer list, right? So I was praying for Cameron to pass her test. And I immediately began to feel the Holy Spirit say, what if passing right now is not what she needs? What if my will for her or for who she's going to use her medical skills on? What if it's not time? Trust my timing. Because sometimes, do you ever do that? You're praying and you're like, Lord, please just help this to happen. And then God's like, pray for my will. Pray for my will, right? So I want to encourage you guys, start a text with Jesus. See how it goes. Tell me about it, please. And when you pray, you know, ask God for his will.